Let's get shitty.
That's a good sound. Here, let me lift mine up though so you don't fuck it up. Ready? One, two, three.
Careful, my glass. Go.
Go
to the bottom.
I'm not moving.
No, it has to be.
You
top.
Do it. Yeah.
I like these glasses.
Me dose.
You broke one.
Yeah, well, maybe that glass shouldn't have fucking looked at me that way.
They made it across the country, man.
Yeah, well, it didn't make it past me, motherfucker. Take that glass.
Aren't you tough? You broke glass.
The glass thinks it's better than me. That glass can go to hell.
You told it.
You damn glass.
Lily-livered.
You lily-livered crab sucker. Hello and welcome to the Let's Get Shitty show. I'm your host, Eddie, and joining me this week, very special guest, fresh off of, what have you been up to lately?
Nothing
Alyssa.
Productive at all.
How are you doing today, Alyssa?
Great. It's been hard to, like, edit. I write a lot of murder, and there's been a lot of murder recently, so I'm just not, I write better murder than what actually happened, but I can't write it.
Yeah, that's
I can't get into it.
Bummer summers. So what Alyssa's talking about
is the next shooting that we were talking about the last shooting.
Is the cycle that we're in America where we have a shooting. People say, oh, it's too soon to talk about gun control.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Here's a truckload of thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. And dump it all out on all the people who lost their kids. And then there's another shooting before we can talk about gun control. What I've been doing is playing a lot of Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I need a game or something
Monster
to get
Hunter
into.
Is so good, too, by
the way. So I don't have to think about anything.
And this week we have a very special contest. One very lucky listener could win the ability to watch me play Monster Hunter. Because I'm not going to buy you a free copy of it or anything.
That was dumb. I'm cutting that.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? How
have
about
better
that?
Better jokes, maybe.
Hey, all of your jokes are like, I don't like Trump's teeth.
Kevin Hart it up in here.
Oh, I don't like Trump's teeth.
It's your favorite comedian, right?
Kevin Hart's funny.
What?
Kevin Hart is hilarious.
Okay.
You're not allowed to say anything negative about Kevin Hart. Wasn't he the guy that's like, beat yo kids?
I don't know.
Wasn't that his bit, beat your kids?
I honestly don't know anything about Kevin Hart.
I don't know.
Just that he's like a weird religious dude.
Yeah. Has he done the thing where he dresses like a very fat black woman?
I don't think so. Yet? He's been a bunny.
That's fine.
He was the voice of Snowball.
Okay.
In that movie that I can't watch with my kid anymore because of a creep voice.
What?
Secret Life of Pets.
Okay. What creep voice?
Louis C.K. voiced the main dog.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Remember Louis C.K.?
Remember him?
I remember. Yeah. So what I think Alyssa is talking about is what I think is the best thing going in our relationship right now. And that is that you go on Twitter and argue with people all day.
And that's in our relationship?
Yeah, that's great because then,
you
expend all of it. Yeah. On the internet, and then I can just kind of glide. I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I've learned over the months that I guess I just need to troll. Like, I just, until I'm not having fun. And then I just fucking dip And then they're just standing there like,
yeah.
Why am I here? Why am I so mad? What's happening? I hate liberal snowflake shits. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I'm just gone.
I feel like I had this exact conversation with you a while ago where I said what you need to do online.
I had to realize that it's not.
And dip.
Yeah. It's not about changing them.
No.
I mean, I don't think I ever thought that. It was about winning. For me, I wanted to beat them and beat them down and make them cry, but that's not going
to
happen.
Starting to get erect. So what it's about is making them feel like they have pissed their pants and they're sitting alone in a Denny's and they have to get up to pay.
Now I think of them as slug people. Yeah. They have to have some sort of self-awareness. Slugs don't know what's a fucking slug.
Oh, you're getting, that's another layer deep of my love, which is like. They're bugs. They're weird bugs that eat dust and they can't.
That is a very poetic line that you threw at that one guy.
Wasn't it?
At the moment
I threw it out there, I don't know that you dug it so much. You're like, what does that even mean? But it's
well,
so
because I think in the same breath or tweet, you were also ridiculing his looks. And I try not to stoop to that.
Why?
Because it could just go on forever.
It's so fun, though.
Everybody's got a weird thing.
Yeah, but that guy really looked like he had some sort of a disease.
Well, I think he has probably an opiate problem, and that's why his face was swollen.
Yeah.
But that's a sad thing. That's
fine.
I don't want to... It's just the easy way out. Like, don't stoop to that.
Yeah?
Like, I mean, I enjoyed it when you did it.
Right. And you know what? I enjoyed it.
I mean, because obviously, he's not a bug. But he's like a bug. So I like the poetic license there.
Right.
You don't say that he looks like he's diseased, no matter how true that might be, because that's a real thing. Go fake.
So it's better to call somebody a bug, a weird bug that eats dirt.
Because that paints an image and then you're like, yeah, he's a fucking potato bug.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he looks like.
In your head, you're like, oh my God, And for me, what it paints in my head is he will never be able to fully grasp just the direness of his own situation because he's not capable of rationalizing it.
Yeah, that's the slug.
That's the weird bug that eats dirt.
I also, I don't know, I'm kind of bummed about the slug thing because that just means there's no potential. They will never grow. They will never be anything. They will never... Yeah. Give to society in a way that they take.
So what you do is you take your one arm, right? Cross it. Take your other arm. You put salt in it. And you salt them motherfucking slugs right up. Let them dry out.
Yeah.
And then you dip. And that's it. You don't even wait to watch them shed all of their mucus and shrivel and die. Because that takes too long.
You're triggering me right now.
And then you dip.
I used to have great banana slug friends that my brother would... Throw in the fucking fire when we were camping.
That's mean. Don't actually
salting
do that.
Them is even worse. Fucking put them in a fire.
Don't
but
actually do that.
Don't
to
torment
the slug. What
a
I'm saying is, do that to the human being that is a slug.
Whose best friends are these banana slugs? In
well,
that
wait
moment,
a minute. Let's talk about how your best friends were slugs.
I was the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how much older he is. He's old. He's older than me.
He's old. Is he older than me?
Plus, he's like a shitty boy. He was
like
motorcycles and stuff.
Equality. It's okay to be a girl and a boy.
This is the 90s. There were obvious differences.
No.
In the 90s.
Right. Now it's 2018 and anybody can be anything.
I like him a lot more now as an adult, but I did not like him.
Well, because you're not near him.
That's true.
It's so easy to get along with people when you're not near.
My best friends,
I don't see family so well now because I barely interact with them. It's perfect.
That's true.
It's so perfect. But then,
can I have a moat when we buy our desert house?
Yes.
Have a moat, chicken moat. That's what it was going to be. A moat of chickens to keep all the bugs out and the creeps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because creeps are afraid of chickens.
Well, it's a moat. They'll fall in the hole and they can't get out again. I've seen it happen.
So what's your most recent argument on Twitter been?
Oh, this is...
Because you've been, locked in all day.
No, I've been, I'm coming out of it, okay. So I'm manic and, like, trying to find the next thing.
You're in your refractory period now.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just, like, I'm posting shit, like, I'm yelling at someone over here, and then I'm finding this other fight that has nothing to do with yeah. that, and I'm posting my little barb that I go to a different thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm all over the place, because I stopped with that one.
Have you ever, like, got thumb pain, like... Mm-mm. One of the knuckles on your thumb hurt because you're narrow typing?
No, I get that. I get writer's neck because I'm hunched.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, so I got, like, my fucking hunchback going on. I'm like an insect. I'm just all, like, over my keyboard.
But you're a better insect than them.
Yeah, I'm like a praying mantis. Mm-hmm.
So
they have actually really good posture.
But what was the last, like, purpose of an argument? Was it been the gun control stuff mainly?
No, that was yesterday. And then.
So today is.
I've just been barbing. I've just been throwing little.
Oh, I love that.
Mines out.
Caltrops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caltrops are like jacks, but instead of being rounded at the end, they're sharpened.
Like one sort of. I'm not trying to be a troll, but one took a.
There's nothing wrong with being a troll. Trolling is fine.
No, it's. I mean, it's just Discord. Trolling is fine. It's what the Russians are. And I'm kind of like. Yeah. Like, we shouldn't do that. That's gross. Like,
why?
At least they get paid for it. Like, I'm not getting fucking paid.
That's a good point.
Like, we're fucking losers over here.
Yeah, okay.
Losers.
So for me, one of my most recent revelations, first of all, playing a lot of Monster Hunter.
Even on the internet.
No, I don't play.
You just swooped in. What was the thing you even swooped in on?
What do you mean?
You swooped in on my tweets because I was bickering with somebody on Twitter the other day. Yesterday, the day before.
Did I?
Yeah, and you posted a from Final Fantasy.
Oh, no, that wasn't from Final Fantasy. It was from Phantasy Star.
Oh, Phantasy
Star. Duh. Because the Russian bot that you were arguing with. And
it's not a bot. Let's acknowledge that it's a propagandist. It's an actual person. It's not a bot. But people confuse the terms.
They spelled
whatever.
Fantasy with a PH. And so I was like, I'm gonna. Maybe they're a fan of the series. So yeah. I was like, I'm gonna give you the purity test.
I don't think
you
got it.
If a man who, of course, they didn't get it because my jokes are for me. They're not for everybody else.
They dipped out pretty quick once I started like calling it like, hey, your communism is showing again. Like,
yeah.
You're throwing off some red flags. Hee hee. Get it?
Nice.
Yeah.
So I said, if a man who eats cats asks you to give him your cat, what do you do?
I guess you give him your kitty cat.
That's actually a thing from Phantasy Star.
I know. And it upsets me every time I hear about
it's
it.
It's like, just a guy walks up to you. It's this guy who eats cats. Hey, give me your cat. And another party member of yours is a cat, and you can give him the cat. And if you do, the cat dies because he eats the cat.
Don't you want to keep your cat, party member?
Yeah, of course you do. Why would you give him the cat?
It's your Dinah.
It literally says, guy who eats cats. Hey, right. Give me your cat.
Did you give him a cat?
No, of course not.
Oh, good.
I wasn't stupid.
So your little kitty cat friend on Monster Hunter is our kitty.
First of all, it's a palico. It's like your pal, and it's a calico.
I haven't played it. You hog it. I don't get
to
play it.
You're not going to be able to play it. It's very difficult.
That's shitty.
Just teasing. No, so I'm going to give everybody a tip on playing, if you want to get into playing Monster Hunter.
Because you're a big, big pro man guy.
No, I'm not a big pro man.
Do you have the flower hammer yet?
I'm past that. I have better hammers than that.
How could you move on from flower hammer? Fuck you.
I have better hammers
than that. All of your aspirations are garbage now.
No, I have better hammers than that. Dude, you don't even know.
It's not about having more powerful hammers. Shush. It's about having the prettiest hammer.
You want to talk the prettiest? There is a pink version of the Queen of the Dragons, which is like one of the toughest dragons in the game. If you kill her and you take her scales and her carapace and everything, you can make like an ivory.
Is she a bug dragon?
No, an ivory and rose everything, like weaponry. And it's so ornate and it's so beautiful. And that's what I'm working toward right now.
By catching chickens.
Fuck your flower. First of all, your flower is not even a flower, it's a feather duster.
That sounds even better.
That's okay.
That sounds awesome.
Dude, this is like everything is pink and ivory.
That's armor though, right?
No, it's armor. It's weaponry. It's everything. I can match.
Don't be matchy-matchy.
Oh, matchy-matchy.
No, you mix your patterns.
So matchy-matchy.
Don't go matchy-matchy. That's a mistake.
So my tip, because I've played a few of these Monster Hunter games, I'm not great at them, but if there's a new person who wants to get into it.
Playing on the DS?
Yeah.
Just a miniature version.
Monster Hunter was on DS. Yes, I was playing that. Monster Hunter 4U. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not as good as this one. This one's really good.
Yeah,
it's
on a legit platform.
Of course. DS is good, but I mean, come on. This is
good for Pokemans.
Yeah.
Can you get any Pokemans on anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get into playing Monster Hunter, this is the perfect one to do it with because it's really accessible for new players. Because this is a horribly, like, it's one of those series that's been going on for a long time. And every time it's more, like, fan service-y for the people that play it. So it gets harder and harder for new players. They've kind of retooled it, though. Here's the point, though, of advice that I've looked at a lot of videos and stuff of people playing. And this guy, I can't even take credit for it. But this guy made a video that's like, listen, if you want to get into it, here's the biggest point of advice I can give you. And I totally agree. You're going to get the shit kicked out of you by the first boss that you fight and every other boss after that. Figure out how to defend. Don't even try to hit that thing. Just figure out how to defend, follow it around, and then try to dodge every one of its attacks. And eventually you'll start figuring out when you can hit it between those attacks. That's the most important thing to this game.
Just get your timing down.
Totally.
I said that in just a few words.
Every boss is different.
But okay.
Yeah, I mean, you say that now, I'm going to put you on the game, and you're going to get frustrated. And I'll say, oh, get your timing down. And it'll, like, not quite translate. The other thing is,
those words make sense for that.
There's no best. Like, there's no best armor. There's no best weapon. There's no best anything. They all just feel different. Like, personally, I like playing with the hammers. Because they feel so good when you hit something in the head and you knock it stupid. And it just feels so good to me. But every time I...
axe.
Yeah, whatever. Every time I party up with people, they use the charge blade, which is a big shield and a sword. And then you can stick the sword into the shield, and it becomes a big axe that you're swinging around, which
that's
is cool.
Cool.
Yeah, totally. And I tried it, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I really like this big hammer, though. Because you can just knock shit out, and it's got the dumb things over its head. And there's this massive dragon laying on its side. And then you just keep beating the shit out of its head. I love it. I don't know. It's a great game.
I miss playing large world games. I don't get to do that.
We got to hook you up.
Yeah.
We got to hook you up. Totally. I think you would be good.
The only time I have to play those games is in the mornings, and that's the only time I have to edit.
Right.
Or write.
No, I get you.
So I have to, like, choose between doing something that feels productive or doing something that is a cool escape in world.
And for me, it's easy. I come home from work and our kids, like, I want you to pretend to be the animatronics on Five Nights at Freddy's in Gary's Mod and be their voice.
Yeah, you're basically playing digital dolls.
Yeah. And so I just kick back.
I don't get that. I have to play fucking
and I
ponies.
Be the voices for those things. Hey, I'm this thing. Yeah.
Hmm.
So I never can listen to the games that I'm playing, which would probably help if I could hear things like sneaking up on me and shit. And when they're about to breathe fire, that would probably help. But hey, I always RP a deaf person, I guess.
I feel like I need to point out that I can escape into my screenwriting and my writing.
Yeah.
But it is hard to do that when you've read it like 800 times.
I get that.
And you just want it to end. You've been there. You've felt the world.
Listen, I know.
You've tapped into
it.
I know the whole fucking story. I know the backstories of everybody, and they don't even play a part in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
I know the history. I know the fucking world. I've been there. Some of these screenplays have taken me like 6 years.
Yeah.
I've been in it. I know it. I can't do it anymore. I'm so tired of editing.
So the other thing that's been going on for me is I got an electric razor.
Oh, nobody gives a shit.
Well, shut the fuck up. So nobody ever told me that electric razors can be good.
Yeah, you like, always complain. You go, my hair is just too thick. It just rips it up.
That's because I've tried electric razors before, and that's what happens.
You just got shitty ones because you always get like the cheapo, no, like not this, this time. One. I mean, it this looks exactly one. Like this one, but it's like $10 different. So I'm going to go for the cheap one.
Cause, no, this one's good.
Because you grew up poor. That's just how you live.
No, not anymore, sweetheart. I got the, this one's dope. It works.
Mm.
Should use it on your
snooze. Also, it's like sick. My snooze.
Snooze.
Okay.
That's
but
your
it's
pussy.
Right. I don't want to. It vibrates.
I mean, don't give me that sounds to me like that might be a benefit.
When I'm cleaning my shit up, that is the furthest thing from my mind.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
It's all about not listen. Fucking up the program down
totally.
There.
Listen, this thing will trim your ball hair and it sucks your dick at the same time. I'm like, look, dude, I can't do both. I've got to focus on one. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to cut my nuts off. Okay. I can't fucking do that. That's
right.
A bad idea. Okay. Yeah. I feel you. I feel you.
You don't know pain until you've nicked a labia.
Or your ball bag.
I mean, yeah, that's probably bad. You got to be sweaty. It's always like sticking to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like your eyelid skin. That's weird
like,
skin.
Yeah, it like sticks to the side of your leg.
I don't understand.
You go to stand up from like a seated position and your ball bag is stuck to the side of one of your legs.
The only way I can kind of understand.
Shimmy.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
The only way I can kind of understand that is by uh-huh. sitting in shorter skirts or shorts and getting mm-hmm. up off of a vinyl seat because I'm like ripping. Yes. I'm like, oh boy.
Yes. There you go.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be bad if your balls stuck to vinyl.
We should try that later. Not sexually, just an experiment.
No, yeah, I'm worried about you. You're getting experimental
you're talking
with my parts.
About me using your buzzy shaver.
It was just offering. I didn't even think about it, the buzzing being a problem, but okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be a problem. I just don't want to put that around there.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Ow.
So.
That was my shoulder. Oh, hear that pop?
I did. That was a pretty gross pop. And the other thing I was thinking of is we watched The Ritual.
Oh, yeah. I kind of almost don't want to talk about it because because they spent a lot of money on social network marketing.
Yeah.
And like fucking everybody, like last podcast on the left, every single person on that was posting like, we're watching The Ritual now. Thumbs up in front of the Netflix screen and hashtag ad.
Really?
Yes. Like, ugh. That just makes me not want. I mean, I watched it already, but it makes me want to unwatch it, even though it was really, it was pretty good.
Why? It was a good movie. Like, what?
I'm just, I don't know. I understand why. It feels so insincere.
So wouldn't it be better to actually talk about the movie so our listeners? Because you automatically, like, you're going to have a positive feeling
about
something.
My perspective is
going
to be fucked up, though, because I'm also a writer, and I try not to say shit about writers.
Right, and I'm not a writer, and I don't try to not say shit about
right, but
writers.
my opinion of it is going to be through the lens of somebody who understands how hard it is to get shit made, and also who wants to maybe work with those people in the future.
And then my opinion of it is somebody who watches a lot of horror movies.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
So I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It had a very, like, Blair Witch Project-y feel to it.
I didn't think so at all.
It, because of the whole, like...
Just because in the woods?
The woods, right.
It, I mean, they videoed the woods
because
so
the
much
woods.
Better. The woods were like a character. It wasn't just a setting. It wasn't just like a...
Yeah.
We're stuck in this place and look
I mean, it. You definitely felt like we're stuck in this place, but they gave them some like, set pieces. Oh, here's this cabin. Oh, here's this... You know what I mean? The place with the person like hung up in the tree. So you saw some of the woods, yes, but it was like a little bit of woods. Here's a set piece.
But until you saw the monster, which I mean, the whole movie, I was like, God, are they going to show us the monster? I really want to see this monster. And then they showed the monster, and I wasn't. I could have done with less of the monster. But before they showed you the monster, the woods were kind of that thing.
The woods were kind of, the character of the monster. But one of the things I really dug that they did was, I don't know how to explain. So one of the characters had a traumatic incident that happened in a store, right?
Yeah. Well, the whole, like, the story is there were a group of guys that are planning this big trip to go hike this cool area.
Right.
And before they get to do that, one of them is murdered in a, like a mugging gone wrong type situation.
Yeah, like somebody's robbing a 7-Eleven and he gets shot.
And basically, one of them is murdered and the other one witnesses it. And so this hike turns into like a memorial thing. Like, let's go put his picture up in the top of this hill that he should have been with us for this. And like, it's that sort of thing. Then and they're all sort of together for that.
Then somebody twists his ankle and they're like, we got to get him back.
Yeah, let's do a shortcut through these creepy, eerie woods that people say are haunted.
So what I was going to say is, I liked the scenes where they would blend the woods in with the convenience store. Like, they did a really good job of doing that. And that was interesting.
It was like, it felt like Asian horror inspired.
Yeah. Yeah. I could
really
totally
had those
that.
Vibes to me.
That was really cool because,
like, the guy steps into, like, he's walking in the woods. He's lost in the woods. He's like barefoot, and he steps into the convenience store, and the whole place is still dirt, but it's the convenience store he was in.
Right.
And it was really pretty.
Yeah, it was like Asian horror meets like a Nightmare on Elm Street-y kind of nightmare vibe.
Yeah, I wish they did more nightmare stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it almost feels like the screenplay, though I guess it's based on a book, which I haven't read.
Okay.
But it almost feels like the screenplay was two different screenplays that they sort of stitched together.
Yeah. Yeah, because once he, I mean,
there's definitely a point where it's like
spoiler alert,
suddenly never happens again.
Full like spoiler alerty thing, but once he,
you can go watch it on Netflix right now. Yeah. Like, pause this and go watch it, and then come back.
If you care about spoilers, pause, watch. Yeah. Okay, now you've watched it. Wow, that was cool. So the minute that he's like captured, the entire like tone of the movie shifts.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed.
And that's the part where I'm like, now I'm not so into it. And it's like, okay, we're doing sacrifices.
But I mean, it was still,
that's fun.
Yeah, there was still, like, that wasn't even the point that I was like, this doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
It was once you see the thing, that's when it's.
I actually made a
it
note
twists it.
About that, which is like, I wish. Like, when you were watching the forest move because the monster was moving through the forest.
Yeah. They were really limited with their monster, which gives
good.
You some sort of, like, American Werewolf in London type vibes. Because you know it's going to be a good monster.
Yeah.
And you just want to see so much of it. But they're always teasing you. It's like a little,
right.
little dance. Like, here's my ankle. And it it's titillating.
It's
but then
me,
they show you so much monster, just like Werewolf in London.
Yeah, for me, it's like Lovecraft would nail this with his writing, in that everything that happens is peeling back another layer and revealing another piece of the monster, but you can never fully comprehend the monster. They never fully, like, to show somebody Cthulhu fully ruins Cthulhu. It ruins the idea.
Yeah.
So it's better when you don't see the monster, really.
Yeah.
And that bummed me out.
They showed the shit. I mean, it's a cool monster. Mm. I mean, it's a Scandinavian mythical creature. Like, it's...
It was Norse, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Those things blur for me a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... A cool design. It's an ancient design.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can give them credit for that.
No, it was, but I mean, like, in the scope of horror movies, it was a unique monster to pick and to use. Like,
that's what the Wendigo was like 5 years ago. And then everybody started using the Wendigo.
True.
And now it's boring.
So you think this is going to be a thing now?
No, I hope. I mean, I feel like it's probably going to inspire a lot more, like, ancient monster movies. Like,
maybe.
Because there's so many monsters. Like, just pick a fucking weird one.
Maybe.
And run with it.
That's actually kind of what I appreciated with this season of Stranger Things. Like in the first season with the Demogorgon, they just kind of, where they were on the nose with the D&D monster. This season, it's like a mind flayer, but it wasn't. It was, it looked just like a weather event more than anything else.
Yeah.
They veered away from just like hard using D&D monsters, which is good. So
I was kind of hoping that they were going to veer away so much that like maybe they evolved into arcade, because that was kind of a theme early. Yeah. And that they were going to fight some sort of arcade beast.
Yeah.
Meshed with Sinistar. D&D. Something. Something fucking weird.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Whatever.
Like just the evolution of gaming.
Yeah, no, that'd be interesting. Because
you're growing up with the kids, too, in this weird sheltered place.
Right, and that's why we had the cool, like, junior high dance where everybody's got to pair up and make out.
I wish that did not happen.
I really wish that didn't happen. That was the worst.
But, I mean, it got, people liked it.
So I wasn't a big, like, fan of the monster at the end of the book for the ritual, but it's a good movie.
The end of the book? The end of the movie?
That I was talking about. You know, there's a book, a Sesame Street book called There's a Monster at the End of This Book.
Oh.
And the whole time it's Grover like, no, don't turn the page. No, don't turn the page. No, don't turn the page. And you see, and it's like, oh, I'm Grover. I was the monster at the end of the book.
Oh.
So I was
spoiler.
fuck you. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the monster at the end of this particular book because the revealing of it and everything, it...
Yeah, they were kind of doing something sort of spiritual towards the end, but there was not like a closure.
Yeah, it wasn't really even earned, the spiritual stuff at the end. Like, the guy didn't.
You figured out how to do that, how to escape alive.
Yeah.
You figured that out like, what, 40? No, really soon.
Pretty early, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you want to watch the ritual, I mean, it's... If you have nothing better to do, it's definitely worth it, but I'd give it like a 7 out of 10. It was pretty good.
It's hard to, I don't know, it's hard to rate an adaptation because what's in the book?
It doesn't matter. It's a movie. You have to look at the movie and say, true, it's trying to be a movie.
But
how does it accomplish being a movie?
But how effective was the adaptation? Because that's important, too.
It's like if you go to a burger store and you get a burger and somebody's like, well, actually, this burger store is based on a book, so you can't judge the burger you ate by how it tastes. You have to judge it based upon the concept. It always goes to fucking food
with you. You're weird. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not. Okay, then anything else, a painting.
No, I get what you're saying. In fact, you're kind of taking my words from an argument we had. About what was that movie? Devil's
Rejects?
Devil, yeah. Was that the one?
Yeah.
That I hated immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also because you're
basically
not...
saying it needs to stand up on its own and it shouldn't need the backstories of any of those things.
Yeah. That's definitely... I get that.
And you're...
Without context, it doesn't really... It's not as good without context. Oh, fair point.
From a context. Like, I feel like even with context, it's still probably not very good.
So, I have a fun game for you.
Okay.
Wait, what's your rating out of 10 for that movie?
I don't know. I don't know if I need to be harsher on it because it's an adaptation and it was already given. Like, the story's already there. It exists for you. So, I mean, shoot it.
So, okay, then what you're saying is people should read the book.
I wrote an adaptation recently, and I know I took, you know, liberties with it. Mm-hmm. I changed the story a bit. I made it make sense to me, and I made it something kind of different, but it's still that story.
Right.
So that is important.
Okay.
Like, the source material is important, what they did with it, the transformation of it to fit...
But
the medium.
Most people aren't going to read this book. Like, I didn't even know this was based on a book, and I guarantee you most people that'll watch it have no idea that it's based on a book.
Most people I've heard that have read the book and seen the movie say that it's pretty close.
Okay.
But
as far as just horror movies you've seen in the last year, what how would you rank it?
It was fun. Context. It was beautifully shot. It was an interesting...
It was beautifully shot.
Like, all the actors were great.
Very well acted.
Yeah. Well, acted well.
The guy punched that rod. That was fun.
Yeah, there were like three women in it.
Yeah, so there's equality.
There was like one person of color, and she was in the scene for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, I don't know.
This wasn't even an American movie, though, was it?
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
So those people that made it were racist?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just the female representation was sad.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dude bro film.
Yeah, they could have changed that. There could have been a broad in with them.
Yeah. It wouldn't have changed a fucking thing.
No, it wouldn't have. The main character could have been a broad and it would have changed.
But I guess, like, it's on a book, so maybe, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
And whoever wrote it was a sexist. So
I assume there was more women in it.
Aside from it being sexist, it was good.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm kidding. Okay, so
it was a good story.
Okay, then I'll give you...
It was fun. It was entertaining. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't complain the whole time that we were watching it like I did with the other movie we didn't make it through.
Yeah. So I think instead of a 1 to 10 for you, I think the better thing for you, the better ranking for a movie for you would be avoid it, watch it, or...
Watch it.
You want to have it on Blu-ray.
I might own it. It was really pretty.
Okay.
I liked looking at it.
I think that's a good rating system.
The ride... was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it does the slow burn that I really love in horror.
Yes.
Like, a lot of American horror doesn't appreciate the slow build.
No, it's not very atmospheric. They do,
they do a lot of, like, the spring-loaded cats and shit, jump scares and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This, I think it had a jump scare or two, but it wasn't intense. And I like the creep.
Okay.
The creep to it. And I always appreciate that.
You like the creep to it, but you didn't like the movie Creep 2, but you did like the movie Creep.
I don't really remember Creep 2.
Creep 2 was the one where the broad was going over to meet the serial killer guy.
Oh. Yeah, the ending was okay, but the characters were, I mean, they just don't understand.
The first one was good, the second one was
serial killers, yeah. That's where shit goes wrong for me. When I see, like, criminal investigation...
Mm-hmm.
When they don't fucking do any research, like, that irks me because it'll just take me right out of the story.
Right.
If I see a cop that is acting like not at all a cop,
mm-hmm.
or like they have magical computer technology or like hacking on film.
Oh my God.
Computers are magic. It is hard to film a hacking scene because hacking is fucking boring.
Because the reality of it is like, okay, I'm going to set up a brute force script.
Yeah.
And then you walk away. And then you periodically check on your computer.
But I wrote that into a screenplay, so it's not that fucking hard. I tried to be so accurate with with the cops in my screenplay, with the hacking, with stuff I don't fucking comprehend.
Yeah.
But I did my research and I put it in there.
No, that's good.
I think it's doable.
So you're just saying, try harder.
Fuck yeah.
I'm with you, especially if you're getting a bunch of people's livelihood wrapped up in it and you're telling the producer, hey, give me millions of dollars to make this. Try harder.
I just don't know. I mean, yeah. Try harder because, not for them, for the audience, try harder.
Yeah,
try harder for the art of it.
Yeah, true.
It feels like, I mean, we're getting a lot of interesting movies now because I think people, it's kind of like we're having like sort of a renaissance type thing. Like, people are just fucking bored. But that's because they've been pushing out this formulaic garbage for a long time.
Yeah.
There's like a monopoly on filmmaking. And that's why indie film is sort of bubbling up.
So I think it's also like, it's kind of the same thing that happened with music a little bit, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, the record labels ran the music industry because they basically told the radio stations what they could and couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And they could figure out who's going to be popular.
Yeah.
I mean, why would Everclear ever be popular?
I don't know what that is, apart from a very high alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, they're a terrible band. Green Day. Why would Green Day ever be fucking popular?
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
So then eventually people are like, hey, we can distribute music for free on the internet.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're
there's competition again.
There's so many different genres of music that are completely viable. Like, you can get Nintendo core shit. You can get people that are making modern, like, chiptune mixed with metal. And you can just go buy that album. Yeah. Do you think you could have bought that album if the record labels continued to run shit? No. Because it would have been, like, focus tested and people, oh, I don't know, this doesn't sound right. I think the same thing's kind of happening with the film industry a little bit.
Yeah,
the
with, barrier, like, Wonder Woman and Black Panther. Like, those are things that the formula does not fucking work on. That's not... People in the industry look at those just, like, you know, separately. Mm-hmm. And that's not something they think makes money. But it's fucking blowing it out of the water.
I think Deadpool was a good opener for that shit. Kind of blew the doors open for people. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, we can do a superhero movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what director was forced to do a gangster movie before he could do anything else?
Scorsese.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, right? Like, Reynolds said, okay, I'll do this movie here or whatever, as long as I get to do this one. And then they were like, okay, whatever. And then that's not going to make any money, so let's focus on this. But yeah, you can do that on the side. And then that was huge.
Yeah. What's weird about that is the reason that Ryan Reynolds wanted to be Deadpool was in an issue of Deadpool, the comic book, somebody compared Deadpool, how he looked, to Ryan Reynolds before the movie was ever even conceptualized.
Isn't he a burn victim?
Yeah.
So is that a compliment?
I don't know. So, but the point that I was making was, at that time, there had been a bunch of comic book movies. There had been all the Spider-Man shit and Superman stuff had been going on, and Batman had been going on forever.
Uh-huh. Batman forever.
Every one of them was PG. Every one of them.
And this one was for the grown-ups.
And Deadpool's like, no, they're like, we can make an R-rated one. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they didn't expect much from it.
Right. They're like, oh, okay, go ahead, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It's very CGI heavy, right?
Oh, of course. But it's very bloody and it's, you know, it's shitty in many, like it's a
CGI blood?
Gore kind of stuff. Yeah.
CGI blood is so bad.
It is. But it worked and it made a ton of money. Uh-huh. And that opened the doors in the superhero genre a lot.
Maybe. I don't
but
know.
But what I'm saying more is the barrier to create a film and then put it out for distribution so that people can pay money for it has been lowered greatly.
Mm.
So you can be the indie, like that, The Ritual, the budget on that couldn't have been great.
Like Netflix and Hulu and
all
Amazon. These companies. Yeah, Amazon is a big one.
Totally.
While trying to pump money into film.
So we're
competing.
I think that's the renaissance you're seeing.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it's about time. Yeah, I mean,
goddamn right.
I feel like every year people are like, this is the worst year of film. Like, everything's garbage.
Yeah.
But that, you can't say that so much anymore.
That's been getting really good.
Very slowly, these studios are learning that we're fucking bored.
Yeah.
Like, people didn't want to give Get Out a chance for like 10 years. How long was he sitting on it?
Oh, I know. Yeah, shit like Get Out wins awards.
Yeah.
Things like Stranger Things or Black Mirror are making, you know, getting eyes all over them.
I wonder if anyone's just, like, if they're just, like, quitting. Because they have to acknowledge that they don't fucking know anything anymore, right?
I mean, I don't know that they're quitting. I bet you people are getting fired that we're passing on this shit that...
It's for the best.
So I have a fun game for you now. I have something in my pocket for you.
Okay.
I would like you to identify it.
Is it pot?
No.
It's in a baggie.
It's in a baggie.
Is it an almond?
I would like you to identify whatever this object is.
It looks like a pit you just, like, spat out.
Does it?
What the fuck is this?
Does it look like a pit? Are pits usually that narrow and long and curved?
Please don't tell me this is a duty. It smells like an olive pit.
It smells like an olive pit. Does it look like an olive pit?
Yeah, kind of.
Olive pits are typically that narrow and long.
Depends on the olive. What is it? It definitely looks like an olive pit with some olive on it.
You don't recognize that.
No. What? This better...
Were you eating olives earlier today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you gave me an olive pit.
Did you potentially, like, spit that out somewhere?
I didn't spit it out. I gnawed the meat off of it, and I stuck it in a can. You just handed me an olive pit.
Okay, because this disturbed the shit out of me when I grabbed the can that I was drinking out of earlier today.
It was garbage.
And I was like, oh, I've got to dump this out, and something's rattling in it. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I cut the can open to pull this thing out because I thought I was drinking a can that had whatever the fuck this thing was in
it. I'm cutting this. You handed me an olive
pit. No, you can't cut this.
You were paranoid over an olive pit.
Because I thought I was drinking something that this was in initially.
You would have noticed.
Maybe.
I have a discovery for you. Check out this very exotic herb.
It's not exotic in an herb. You didn't recognize it.
And you bagged it. You wasted a bag.
Oh, God. A bag that cost, what, 10 cents?
Still, we always run out of them at the wrong time.
Well, we didn't this time.
And you gave me a pit I gnawed on.
Yeah. That was in your mouth.
Yeah, I chewed on it.
Yeah. Good job.
You're the food guy. Why could you recognize an olive pit?
I mean, I don't know. I was like, what the fuck is that thing?
And then you're going to sue.
That wouldn't disturb you.
You're going to sue that company.
Yes. Monster.
So dumb.
I was going to sue Monster. Because I was like, I was drinking this and this thing is in it. And I cut the can open because I was disturbed.
Yeah, I didn't want it to go down the sink. So I tossed it into a can that was going to be thrown away.
Okay. I'm just saying that disturbed me.
I'm sorry. I had a michelada and I put an olive in it.
Okay. How was the michelada? How did that work for you?
I'm sad because I've run out of my favorite hot sauce to put in it.
Oh, that's not good.
Now it smells like olives in here. Lemony olives.
Ooh, lemony olives. You're a dork.
You're a dork. You're so fucking paranoid.
Yeah, no shit. I thought I was drinking something with a thing in it.
Like a rat duty?
I had no idea what the fuck. No, because this shit happened to me before. You don't even know. I have
triggered.
Yes, I have now been triggered. Previously, I had purchased a Gatorade when I was younger. No, Powerade. It wasn't a Gator. It was a Powerade. The jagged ice one.
It turns out your niece stuffed something in it.
No. This was after I had moved out. Thank you.
Your roommate.
Nobody. Nobody. Because I was alone.
Uh-huh.
And I was drinking it, and then I got toward the bottom of it, and there was a fucking, like, a cherry pit in it.
Some sort of scoby in it.
What?
Like a fungus mother.
No, it was like a cherry pit.
Why are you putting cherries in your cans?
I didn't. It wasn't A, a can. It was in a plastic bottle, and B, I didn't put it in there.
Why the fuck couldn't you see it in there?
Because it's black. Jagged Ice was a black drink. Like, you drink it, and the color of it was...
That's fine, but you usually, like, shake it because there's maybe sediment in the bottom, or just because it feels good to shake something you're about to drink.
No. I just cracked it open and started drinking it.
And you choked on a cherry pit.
And I set it down, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Is it made with cherries?
I dumped it out, and there's a cherry pit in it.
Somebody spit something in your drink?
Yeah. Somebody at the bottling plant spit something in there.
Cool.
Yeah. So you,
triggered
madam,
your ass.
Unknowingly triggered my ass.
Oh, we put like acupuncture needles in there and stuff. Like, why not?
But not in ones in the kitchen.
Where the fuck do we keep cans? Like, we don't just have cans around the house. We put them in the kitchen before we throw them out.
If I put an acupuncture needle in something, I usually crumple it and then stuff it in the
trash. It's still going to rattle.
And stuff it in the trash.
I was going to. I was collecting
shit.
I'm
just saying, ma'am, that you have offended me. And I demand satisfaction.
You thought you were going to be some weird-ass detective boy.
I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Look at here. I found a thingy.
Well, I have now. Now you are the culprit. And you were trying to skirt the issue. Because, ma'am, you are the one who is guilty here. I will not be put on trial. This is entirely you and your fault.
Oh, man. So paranoid. The boy detective strikes again.
You're goddamn right he does.
Oh, boy.
Goddamn right. So that's an hour.
I'm sorry about the pit.
I forget.
I'll put it down the sink with the blades next time so it'll make a horrible noise.
No, just throw it in the garbage. I forgive you.
The garbage was full.
No, it wasn't.
The little one we have in the kitchen?
There's another one. Just open the door to the garage.
I don't like to open that a bunches. Because it's loud and it rattles the whole fucking house.
True. So that about does it.
You found my guilty olive.
Yeah, it's not good because you're the one at fault here, madam.
But also you presented it in such a way. Look at this evidence.
Yeah.
Look at this evidence bag you roll out.
I wanted you to identify it for me, madam.
He whipped it out from the top like it's a bullet casing or some shit.
Uh-huh. Well, where were you about 12 to 1:30?
I've been carrying this around in my pocket for 3 hours.
Okay. It's interesting that you would say that because look at this.
So dumb.
Oh, you're laughing.
That was because that's fucking stupid. I have a baggie with an olive pit in it that I chewed on.
Yes.
It's like, you're the collector. You're going to like pin this to the wall. There's going to be like a used condom next to it. And...
What? No, unless that used condom was something that you stuffed in something that I was drinking.
Done with it. It was empty. I'm not trying to like choke you.
It was not empty.
Does that look like an olive pit?
It was not empty because I was dumping it out.
Have you ever seen an olive pit like that?
It was not empty because I was dumping it out so I could throw it away.
It was empty because I dumped it out before I put an olive pit in it.
It was not empty because I was dumping it out.
It wasn't empty because there was an olive pit in it that I put in it after I emptied it.
It was not empty of fluid, madam.
Mm. Then my flipping it on its head and putting it in the sink and walking away while I do other things didn't work.
Nope.
Sorry. You got me with this weird wooden talon that is definitely not... Have you ever seen an olive pit this long?
That looks like a weird fucking olive pit.
It was a weird olive.
Okay. I forgive you.
It was in a mystery jar of olives. I have like a combo jar with peppers and oil and shit in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to get when I poke my finger in there.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I don't want that. I want this to have not happened.
Well, it's too late, ma'am. I want that to have not happened as well.
Perhaps it is a dumb system, but we have a dumb kitchen.
That's true. We do have a dumb kitchen. Hey, I hate the neighbor's dog.
That's a sad dog.
Yeah, I fed it meat.
How much meat?
I dumped a bunch of carne asada, and then I threw both of our T-bone steak bones over to him.
Oh, no.
What?
No, that was a different day, because there was knocking at the door that I ignored because I was in the back room.
No, this wasn't.
I don't answer the door. I don't wear a bra most of the time, so I'm never going to answer the door. Plus, there's a no soliciting sign. Why would you
answer the door? Unless somebody's like, hey, the back of the house is on fire. But you'd notice that.
I was back there.
Right, you would have noticed that. There's no reason. Fuck them. Don't knock on the door, especially if there's a no soliciting. Like, are people just ignoring signs now?
I don't think they understand that no soliciting means also your dumb Jesus, too. I don't fucking want him.
Yeah.
Stop selling me your Jesus.
Well, it's easy. Like, all you have to do is slam the door in the faces of the elderly women.
I can't do that to the very nice
oh, I can.
Elderly ladies.
I enjoy it, too.
I can't do that to them. They remind me of my grandma.
So?
Who I haven't called when I should have. I probably should have called.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you... Yeah.
Because
they sent a check on Christmas, and I tucked the check away, because I was going to not call until I cashed the check.
Right.
But then the check was missing, and oh, God, panic. Somebody stole the check.
Because I deposited it. What you do is when somebody sends you a check, you don't want to wait for like a month and then deposit it, because then that fucks up their whole...
I wanted to wait till the new year because I assume that she sent other people checks.
Oh, okay.
Because she's a fucking grandma. That's what they do.
Yeah. Checks are a weird thing to send people.
Yeah. But she's been doing it for me since I was tiny.
We need to just like...
I think I got like a check from her for $7 once.
Wow.
That's something that sticks in my head. Then? I think I turned 7 and she's like, here's $7.
One time I got a Sears gift card.
Okay.
For my birthday.
My grandpa worked at Sears.
What the fuck is that? Are you gonna do with a Sears gift card?
That's where he got the Pong console from.
Okay, cool. In 1972, before I was born, a Sears gift card might have meant something.
But then it didn't.
But
that's when you get like a rubber edged spatula.
Yeah, we don't have enough time for
that. Isn't that what Sears do? They have spatulas and like fucking washing machines.
Yeah, they have like tools and appliances and clothing. What the fuck am I going to do with a Sears gift card?
I haven't been in Sears in like 15 years.
I think they're gone.
No.
Like, that's the shittiest. Why would you give a kid a Sears gift card?
Because they got it from someone else. It's a regift.
Yeah.
Classic regift, sir.
I never even used it. I guarantee it was probably even just like empty.
You regifted it.
No. Because I was a kid. Who am I going to give a gift to as a kid?
Get invited to a birthday party.
Hey, here's. That's a shitty move. Hey, here's a Sears gift card. That's like the third worst gift I got. The second was a copy of Deadly Towers for NES.
That's not because they knew it was going to be shit.
I know. It's a nice gift. But
the next games we need to start collecting, or like, I don't know if you collect them, are the old PC games. Or not PC.
How do you do that? How do you collect PC
games? Like, I
guess you can buy floppy disks, but those probably don't work. Most of them use download things.
You can currently play them because, like, we got Cats with the Z4, and it doesn't work.
So, anything that was like popular enough,
which that was,
you go to GOG.com, goodoldgames.com.
GOG.
You can buy it, and they wrap it in an emulator.
I don't understand what that means.
So you download it, double-click the executable, and it fires up a virtual computer of like a Windows 95 computer or whatever.
Mm.
And then it boots the game in that. So it just works.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you got to pay for it.
Is it already installed in that fake computer?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the entire point.
Nice. Yeah, because Cats and Dogs 4 does not work.
Then you can play your Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines.
I always fantasize about playing that because, like, the world is interesting and fun.
Yeah.
But you can't really do that much in it. And then you get to the sewers.
It would be good if somebody did a modern World of Darkness game. I don't think that'll ever happen.
I guess that's kind of Skyrim. If you want to be a vampire, you can be a vampire in Skyrim. That's broken as shit, too. Do you remember?
The quest line's bugged and shit and...
Yeah, and the guy you have to kill is teleported to a different platform. Yeah. And you're stuck in this world because there's no way to get out until you kill the guy.
You know what's fun about that, though, is that they don't spend the time to patch it and fix that, but they're very good at making a new version of Skyrim for the Nintendo Switch.
Who was that boss? We had to cheat. We had to cheat just so I could beat that quest line.
Mm-hmm.
So I could get out of that fucking shit world.
Yeah.
Apocrypha.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it was, I was going to say I like the world, but I really hate the world. Going into the weird Cthulhu books.
Yeah.
I hated it. Fucking mind flayers.
Again.
There's that one quest where...
biting on D&D.
Well, yeah. But there's... And also that one guy. Call of Cthulhu guy.
Lovecraft?
Yeah. And there was that quest where you have to go through, but you can't touch the shadows, and everything is shadows, and there's like a floating light, and you have to follow the light, but then there's also mind flares, and if you lose the light, you die.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Fuck all that. I'm never doing that.
You know, Lovecraft was a horrible racist.
Sure.
Most makes of his sense. Yeah, most of his books, like the whole point of it was about like aliens coming and taking over and mingling with your people. Not aliens in the sense of extraterrestrials, right, but just foreign or older. Yeah, it was weird.
Just the others are bad.
Yeah, just xenophobia.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you can be a cool world builder and still be a horrible person.
Yeah, you can.
And it sucks because you don't want to acknowledge somebody that's a shitty person but is also very talented.
Yeah, that's why you can't watch The Secret Lives of Pets, because Louis C.K. jerked off in front of people.
Yeah, he was just a voice of a dog. But now I can't, like, I can't listen to his voice and not think about it.
About him being like, hey, look at my
about him
packer.
Just being a creep, and, like, also the way he would attack people and, like, quiet the story. Like,
that's weird.
He's just a problem.
Yeah.
And I can't not think about it now.
What about that broad that was yelling at Marilyn Manson for
I don't know what to think
people.
About her. Yeah. She also attacked David Cross, and he's married to Amber Tamblyn.
Yeah.
Who I super respect. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't mean that I respect him because of her.
Right. I respect him because he's
funny.
But
I think she's a very smart person, and I don't know that she would be with a racist.
He doesn't strike me as the type.
I've seen his dumb Ching Chong racist character.
Right.
On Mr. Show. I've seen it. Maybe he was just in character. Can you be okay with, like, Jared Leto sending people, like, used anal beads? Because that's what the Joker does.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Being method is you're just a prick. Like,
well, it was fun when, what's his name? Jim Carrey did it.
Oh, yeah, that's speaking of recommendations, that's a good one. The Jim and Andy.
He made me appreciate Andy.
Yeah, even though you had, like, horribly disliked Andy Kaufman.
I still, without him being here, I can't know.
Right.
That he wasn't getting boners wrestling women.
But why do you believe that's what was happening?
Because he was being a chauvinist, targeting women and then throwing them around, rubbing himself on them.
I think, though, part of it might be that you don't get wrestling, too. There are people in wrestling that their job is to be the bad guy.
Yeah, but he would get people from the crowd. Maybe they
were
plants. And I get it, kind of, if it's for art and it's supposed to be...
They call it a heel in wrestling.
Represent, sure. And he's supposed to... But he was trolling. Like, he was saying things that he didn't necessarily
align
with.
Like, he was saying things that he didn't believe just to rile the crowd up?
Yeah, but he was so method in that.
He was good at it.
That was suddenly just who he was.
Have you ever heard interviews with the guy?
You can't be shitty about Jared Leto sending people anal beads, but be okay with what he was doing, right?
Yeah, I can't, because sending people anal beads...
Yeah, that's a little bit dirty, unless there's,
like
marked.
That's actually, like, a biohazard. Like, you could
get totally legal. No, it's legal as long as you mark it, and it's sealed.
That's true. Okay.
You can send...
As long as it's marked and sealed...
You can send your senators cum, if you want. You can send them poops.
Could you send them a poop with cum on it?
A frosted turd? Sure,
yes.
You can.
Nice.
As long as it's properly labeled and sealed.
Very good. Okay.
Not that you should, America.
I'm not saying you should cum on a turd and send it to...
To your local representative?
Your local representative. But you can.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
I feel like you haven't watched a lot of wrestling to...
I was into The Rock.
Yeah? You want to do some trivia?
No. I was like 9 because I was like figuring out that I was attracted to dudes. And hey, there's an attractive one. Let me just watch him in almost nothing.
Were you ever into Mankind?
I don't know what that is. What?
Dude Love?
Dudes that love
Dude
each other?
Dude Love, Cactus Jack, Mankind.
Are you talking
Mick
about
Foley?
Like, not yokai. That's a thing that's different. What is the word... For young boy love, it's a manga genre, right?
No, I'm not talking about that at all. Dude Love was a hippie guy wrestler.
Oh, no. I was probably like 4 or something when that guy was out.
Maybe, I don't know. Have you ever been to a wrestling event?
Of course not.
I have.
Okay, good for you. Something to fucking throw around.
I'm not.
You look so
about
proud.
No,
when you
I'm not.
Your eyebrow raised. Your face contorted in the douchiest manner.
Like, it was me, my brother, my friend Josh, and then sadly this guy named Munger, who was one of the special ed kids I went to school with. Those were the only people that I recognized at the event. He won't know.
No reason to call out people.
Well, Munger is just such a great last name. Like, have you ever heard that before?
No, but I've also never heard of somebody named Alfred.
Alfred. Oh, my God, Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred.
Oh, yeah. Alfred's going to have to be another story time.
You're never going to get to it.
As well as the next door neighbor guy who rewrote the Bible, who thought he was the reincarnation of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be a story time episode.
You keep saying we're going to get to this next episode, and then it never happens.
We will.
Is it going to be you and what's her name? Alexa? Alexa, make a fart noise.
I really do think it would be a good... Because I could be like...
Once she's in here, I...
Hello and welcome to the Let's Get Shitty Show. I'm your host, Eddie, and joining me this week is Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa,
so it sounds
Alexa.
Kind of like
yeah.
me. Cool. What it... She...
No, it doesn't go anywhere from there. That's all
oh.
I've got.
Oh, so. Good. Then you just have 15 minutes of Alexa, make a fart noise.
Yeah. Then okay. How long have we had Alexa?
I don't know.
Just conservatively, if you had to guess, how many weeks? 1, 2, 3, or 4? Or greater than 4?
Probably greater than.
Okay. How many times have you asked Alexa to make a fart noise?
I try to do it every day.
How many times a day?
Just once, if I'm lucky. Maybe I'm paranoid, but I swear, like, you do it a lot. But there was one time in particular where mm-hmm. you interrupted me trying to command Alexa to make a fart noise.
Yeah.
And you told her, Alexa, don't listen to her.
Yeah.
And then, like, that night, you fell asleep and the music was playing. And I was trying to be like, Alexa, volume down. Alexa, volume down. And nothing happened.
Oh, I
And
hope.
I was getting paranoid, like... She fucking knows.
Yes.
She won't listen to me.
True story, I was Googling, is there any way that I can get Alexa to ignore you?
That's shitty.
I would do it as a goof
you
and
already,
disable it.
It's already worked. So the spider curse has already worked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexa, shut up. That's my favorite command. And then she just does.
I feel so bad, though.
Why?
It's a person thing.
No, it's not.
I'm humanizing.
It's not a person.
I know. I'm humanizing her. But then hearing you say, woman, shut up.
I didn't say woman. Oh, whoa.
Woman's name.
Oh.
Female thing that is not a person, but it's a person's name.
Yeah.
You tell her to shut up. That makes me feel bad.
If it was a boy's name?
No.
If it was Alex? If I said Alex,
shut up. You
told
anybody to shut up. If you told... You tell Freck, our cat, to shut up, and
yeah.
it makes me sad.
And it makes you... Why? He's stupid.
He doesn't get it, but there's a meanness to it that I think he absolutely picks up
no,
on
he
because
does
he's a
not.
shitty
he'll
cat.
He'll come up and, like, nuzzle me when I say it.
That's like a pathetic thing.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm so sorry. Can I just please have a chicken bone thing?
Mm. I should give him a chicken bone.
That will kill him.
I know. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah, it's for his own good.
I do like making him
But
watch
he gets in trouble all the
away.
Time. And he watches you throw away
he hates
the
it.
Treasure.
He fucking hates it. But I make him.
But you can see that much in his eyes that he has emotions about chicken bones and hot dogs. And you can see the sadness when you're like, Freck, look at this.
Hey Freck, look.
And you make a big show about putting it in the garage garbage.
Yeah, he's like, it's like a cuckolding a cat.
Yeah. He's the reason we have to have a garbage garage.
His nickname is Garbage Boy.
Yeah, because he'd fucking knock our trash mm-hmm. can over every single night.
So I bought a really dope egg bread that's got a bunch of cinnamon and raisins and shit in it.
Did he get to it?
No. I had to be like, I can't just leave this on the counter because I want to make French toast out of it. I have to, like, fucking hide it.
He fucking hates Cuban bread specifically.
He's a racist. So when you're
Maybe
defending a racist.
He just knows it's
so
delicious. But we can't get it out here because it's L.A. Where are the Cubans at?
Where are all my Cubans at?
I need some fucking Cuban bread.
Cubans, get the fuck... Learn to cook it, bitch.
I can't bake out here.
Do you know how many times I've sent you
the
recipe?
The humidity in Florida was so... It was great for baking breads.
That's true.
Out here, I can't do shit.
That's true. It's
I too, fucked up
too
cookies.
Dry out here. It's rough. No, it's different. It is very different.
It's weird.
Like, even with smoking meat and shit, it's fucking different. Because it's dry, but you get a wind, and then all of a sudden, like, as soon as that sun goes down, bam, there's a chill.
Yeah.
So it just fucks the temperature up about, yeah.
This is a weird place.
Yeah.
We're going to have to adjust once we move, too.
I know.
That's why I fuck everything. I'm not doing anything. I'm not baking. I'm not ever trying ever.
Give up.
Wait for something good to happen.
Everybody give up. That's Alyssa's solution in life.
No, that's just where I've been for like 5 years.
I fucking hear you.
No progress. I mean, obviously I've moved around. I've been to Alaska. I've been to Florida. I've moved around like crazy. But I can't build anything. The only thing I can build is fucking digital. It's on a computer. Mm-hmm. And I can barely get to that shit.
No, I feel you. I do.
No, you don't.
No, I do. Because
you've been building your career.
If my job goes away tomorrow.
But it won't. Because that's the field you're in.
If my gig goes away tomorrow, what do I do?
It won't go away. You just get a different thing.
Where?
Anywhere.
I have to move up.
That is your fucking white male privilege.
Oh my God. Because it's not that I work for any of it.
You're the one that continues to build.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay. And it's because of my penis.
No, it's because of we've been fucking moving.
Yeah, that's true. Because we had to go to Florida.
Florida gave me the gardener. I wrote the gardener there.
That's true.
I started it. I finished it there.
Yep.
Kind of. I mean, I edited it recently. I'm still working on editing it. What I build is you can't measure it. It's not a thing.
It's not a thing until it's a thing. And then when it's a thing, it's a thing.
I can't just expect it to ever be anything.
I get that.
I just have a puzzle that I'm putting together. And it's like, it's all ocean, too. Like, there's not fucking fish in it. It's just all blue.
It's all just a solid single color. And then somebody's got to look at it and be like, you nailed that solid color.
Yeah, well, that never comes. I'm building something that is not for anybody.
It's like you're telling a joke for yourself.
Yeah, except I don't even get to laugh. I just like, blue, cry. I'm crying in the corner.
Yeah. But it's rewarding.
No, writing is never rewarding. There's a quote that I see writers pass around to bunches.
Okay.
It's, I don't like writing, I like having written. Yeah, but there is never a point of having written. It's never done. Nothing is ever done until it's made, and then you're going to look at it and you're going to see every fucking flaw in it.
So everybody give up, sell out to the man.
I've been writing since I was 15 years old. I'm fucking tired, but I would like something to happen.
Everybody give up, sell out to the man. And if you have enough money, reach out to Alyssa. She's at...
No.
I'm kidding. But what you can do if you have the energy and the motivation is, I've never said this before, I don't think, and I'm supposed to on a podcast. Go on iTunes and review the podcast.
You said last time.
I've said it like once in like 3 years.
Do you like my slow fucking descent into sadness?
Do you like, Alyssa's slow descent into just insanity and her
I'm going to have a nihilism. Chicken moat, but it might not, it might be really small. It might be a chicken pit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a chicken pit one day, you guys.
Hey, at least I can just ride the wave of privilege into buying us a mansion, so we'll be fine.
I just have a chicken pit.
I just have a chicken. I just want a chicken. That's it. Can I have one chicken? Can I have a dog?
I'm laughing, but I'm crying.
I feel you. So, yeah, go out and review our podcast on iTunes and give it 5 stars if you can. And if not, at least just be funny.
Understand that you're part of why I'm crying if you don't give us 5 stars.
No, if you give us 1 star, at least be funny.
No, like, I don't want your honesty.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't want your honesty.
No, just review it. I don't care. Just review the thing and say whatever the fuck you want. If you hate it, that's fine. Cool. Just be fucking engaged.
No.
That's it. You can tweet at us at Bloody Bits. You can call us. What was it? 678-SHITTY-6.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's it. If it's not, whatever.
Good luck.
What was the other thing? Podcast@bloodybits.com. You can email us. And what's everybody's mission statement this week? What's everybody got to do? Don't buy a gun. Just don't buy a gun this week. How about that?
Plant seeds.
Plant your seed.
Anger the gun freaks.
Come on a turd and send it to your local representative.
How do you come on a... That takes some dedication in itself, right?
Hmm.
I mean, I guess you could have some AIDS.
You can't send people AIDS,
if you have masturbatory AIDS.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, if you have masturbatory AIDS.
I don't think you get AIDS through cum.
No, it's blood.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Or no, you can get it through cum, but not through like swallowing it or anything. It's got to go into your blood, I think.
You have to cum in a wound.
Yes.
Gross.
So don't come in any wounds if you have AIDS.
It's the wrong kind of gash. Wink, wink.
I love you so much. I respect that joke.
I'm just trying to crawl out of my chicken pit.
A chicken with two buttholes.
That does make me happy.
There we go.
Can one day, can I have a chicken with two butts? I'm okay if it's artificial butts.
I can make that happen. Just give me a soldering iron.
You've made this joke.
Have I?
You have a weird thing about putting soldering irons in animal orifices.
What? No, I'm creating an orifice.
You were talking about fixing our cats yourself with soldering irons. But this is a thing. This is a thing with you.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't get to have a soldering iron. If there's soldering in this house, I do it.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, let's make it stop.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Cry.
No, just tell people that you're not going to cry.
I'm going to cry.
No.
If we ever get a chicken pit, that's my cry spot. No one will see me but the chickens.
No, okay. She's not really going to cry. I don't listen to it.
It's going to happen.
Okay, bye.